There are a lot of suburban megachurches that don't seem to have a clue at the impact of popular culture on the lives of people in their parishes, in their congregations, in those auditorium rock show sized church buildings. While they actually, to some degree, photocopy that culture in their own worship, in their own life, sometimes in their own retreats and Christian education. Phyllis Schlafly probably didn't understand the degree to which what it means to be a woman and what it means to be a mother and what it means to have a family was being redefined through those vehicles, much more so than what was coming out in legislation. She won one battle. I'm not sure she even saw the other one. And to some degree, she beat Gloria Steinem, but lost to Madonna and lost to MTV that successfully tell young women, including those from supposedly conservative religious homes, tells them what they're supposed to look like if they will be cool and what they're supposed to act like if they're going to be hot.